Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon October 2018 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. It's once again time for the game's big league fall event, Halloween Havoc. This annual Halloween-themed event will be the 11th such incarnation. It will begin on Saturday, October 27th, and will run until Monday morning of November 5th. Morpheus and the Dream Team have many surprises planned for this event, so don't miss out on the fun. They will be releasing another addition to the Nightmare Plane called the Caverns of Torment, which will consist of two racks of level 43 Group 10 areas. I will also be making a surprise contribution to the event. Thanks largely to the efforts of Rory, a new version of Mush-Z has been released. Mush-Z is a Mush Client expansion pack for playing Alter Aeon designed specifically for the visually impaired. This new version features more sounds and filters for crafting, among its many improvements. You can download it now from www.mush-z.com. Last month, we saw improvements to the area command thanks to Drock, allowing players to list areas that are cities and areas where the majority of inhabitants are either good or evil. Also because of Drock, we saw a lot of crafting and refinements, such as leathercraft and dragon scale armor restringing. Also now leathercrafted containers use a different algorithm for calculating capacity, so large containers such as packs now hold much more, especially if they have a high quality bonus. Crafted weapons are hooked into a new limiter set up by Denton that calibrates their damage to a specified range. Crafted weapons will tend to have higher die rolls. The code that governs the names of Dragon Scale is now hooked into the Metallurgy, Lapidary, and Crafting color tables. This will allow more variety in Dragon Scale armor names and a few special bonuses to certain kinds of Dragon Scale armor. Woodcrafted items now smell and taste like the wood they are made from, and soft wood types are less prone to breaking when crafted by players with lower levels of skill. Clans can now set up forges in their clan areas, and we added a profession point leaderboard. Drock has slowly been going through the list of objects that were never updated with a composition, and giving them an appropriate one. He is also taking another stab at object price code to try and make it easier for players to sell items, even if it's only for a pittance. I can only assume that Denton is continuing his quest to solidify our accounts code, as I can see account-related files keep changing in the code repository, and he's the only coder with an account server to test such things. As for me, I am working on getting the ocean populated with sea creatures and system-owned ships. Once this is complete, you'll be able to see what is nearby using the scan command while you're on your ship. After that, I'll work toward interaction with oceanic entities, which will include naval combat. I also will be adding a credit buy option to look up areas where you are lacking fame. Now for a couple of technical notes. I had gotten some feedback that the background music has been too loud and distracting. In August, I tried mixing the sound while using my headphones instead of listening to my laptop speakers. When the samples are mixed this way, everything sounds fine in my headphones, but I can barely hear the music on my laptop. I can only assume that this is because the laptop speakers are of lesser quality, so I had been cranking up the volume on the music to compensate. Hopefully, you will all find this new arrangement a more pleasing presentation. Also, I have gotten complaints about the lack of visuals for the YouTube videos, specifically that I no longer put up pictures of landscapes or my kids or anything interesting. I'd like to point out that these are primarily audio presentations, not visual ones. Since the beginning of the year, I have been putting up screen captures of me playing Alter Aeon, or coding Alter Aeon, simply so that there isn't a blank screen, because YouTube gets confused and angry when you put up a blank screen. A few months ago, we just watched the code compile. Honestly, as much as I like to show off my kids or my chicken coop, the editing for the pictures was taking too long. I think everyone would agree that my time would be better spent building or coding.